How Machu Picchu was built is also not known precisely. It required thousands and thousands of cut stones that were perfectly adjusted to make the walls. The Incas knew various building techniques. They also knew adobe, and they had access to a variety of building materials. So why not use mortar? Like in other civilizations, stone was more prestigious and probably seen as more aesthetical. It was also more durable. A lot of Inca monuments have crossed the centuries almost unchanged, at least for their stone parts. And another advantage of dry stone and the tight adjustment of blocks of rock is that it can resist earthquakes. The entire empire was in a seismic region, and that shows in their architecture. Adjusted stones without mortar are good at stabilizing buildings when the earth moves, and also doors and windows were often trapezoidal, narrowing from bottom to top, which gave them more stability. The walls too had various stabilizing features. On the outside, corners were often tied together with L-shaped blocks. And thanks to all these features, many Inca buildings have crossed the centuries in a good state. But in any case, bringing the blocks and cutting them was a huge work. The blocks probably didn't come from very far, but they still had to be carried along a trail all the way up to Machu Picchu. I told you earlier that the Incas didn't use the wheel. Not that they didn't know it. Toys with wheels were found, but they apparently never made chariots or wagons, and this is attributed to the lack of draft animals. They had no horses or cows or equivalent, and possibly also due to the topography. Even though their empire expanded beyond the mountains, their culture came from highlands and a mountainous environment, where the use of wheels made less sense than in plains, for example. So the stones were probably pushed to the site by hundreds of men over several years.